joined now by Twin Cedars players Riley Duncan and Grace Bailey. Grace, I will start with you. Home run, shot center field. That was quite a shot.
Yep, I mean, I knew what pitch I was looking for. She's a really good pitcher, and I was just picking up Brooke before me, and Riley was on third, so.
And then you in the circle, seems like changeup was working all night for you. You know, what else was working out there?
I mean, I threw my drop ball a lot. I was getting a lot of ground balls. That's what I rely on is my defense behind me, so.
Now, Riley, throughout that game, what was going on? Because, got some runners on, couldn't get them around, and then, boy, all of a sudden that eighth inning finally pulled through.
Yeah, one thing that I'm definitely going to congratulate our team on, we stayed up the whole entire time. We came out there, and, yeah, we hit the ball. Was it great? No. But guess what? We play seven innings for a reason. Even if we need to go into eight, and we're the team that's going to go out there, we have the mentality that we're going to go out there every single at-bat, and we're going to crush the ball, and we're going to find a way to get some runs in and score and find a way to win.
I think a lot of people were thinking, okay, Twin Cedars hadn't been up here since, your parents were your age. And you didn't seem nervous. Nobody in blue and white seemed nervous at all tonight.
No, that's one thing we've been focusing on. We came up here yesterday, and we just came here, and we sat and watched games, and we realized we're up here, and we're up here to win. We're up here with the greatest teams in the state of Iowa, and every single one of them have good players and are great teams, and that's who we want to come up here and compete with and try to go for that state title.
How key is that to go up here the night before? I think I asked Coach about that, and it was like, okay, we're going to go up here, watch a couple games, have a little team bonding. How key is that to kind of get acclimated to everything?
I think it was definitely important, and it was a great thing that we did because, I'll be honest, we haven't been up here. Our team hasn't been up here for 44 years, so we definitely wanted to come up and check it out and see what it's like, and I definitely got our team ready. We came here, and I don't think one of us were nervous. Obviously, we had a little nerves, but that just comes with playing the game of softball. But it definitely got us ready for tonight.
Grace, what about you? You're out there pitching, so you've got the ball every time. What was your thoughts as the game started and everything?
I mean, this was a really good team we're playing. Like, every team we're going to play now is good, so we just have to rally. It's like a whole team effort. I mean, it's not just one person, so.
Your thoughts on Martinsdale St. Mary's? You beat them early in the season, got one of those signature wins. So, the rematch here to go to the state final.
I mean, they're definitely going to be coming for us. After we beat them that last time, they're a very good team. They have a really good pitcher, so we're going to have to come out and play a really good game.
Riley, what about you? Martinsdale St. Mary's. You got them once. Can you get them again?
I definitely think the same thing as Grace. They're an absolute great team. And, yeah, we got them once, but they have a good pitcher, and they have good players behind them and good hitters. But we're going to come out here. We're going to do the same thing that we did the first time we played them. And I honestly think we've improved since then, and we're going to work together as a team and get that win to go to the championship.
Riley Duncan, Grace Bailey, congratulations. We'll see you back up here Wednesday night.
Thank you.
Thank you.